Yerushalmi, corresponding to another Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from Yud Aleph, at the beginning of the third Perek, Perek Mi She'ama. Mi She'ama Harini Nozir, Megalech Yoim Shloishim Ve'echad, Ve'im Gilech Yoim Shloishim Yotza. If one said, I'm a Nozir, and he shaves and brings Karbonos Nozir on the 31st day, then if he shaved on day 30, he was Yotza. Harini Nozir, Shloishim Yoim, Im Gilech Yoim Shloishim, Lo Yotza. If he said, I'm a Nozir for 30 days, and he shaved on day 30, he was not Yotza. The Gemara says, Hadar Messiah, Nehadar Messiah Lebar Kapara, Im Gilech Yoim Shloishim, Lo Yotza. The Gemara says that, our Mishnah says that, ideally, he shaves on day 31. This supports Bar Kapara, who requires 30 full days, as we saw earlier, and says that if he shaved on day 30, he was not Yotza. Adam said of Yonasan, Im Gilech Yom Shloshim Yotza. It also says that if he shaved on day 30, he was Yotza. This supports of Yonasan, who says that if he shaved on day 30, he was Yotza. Ah, Tautai, when the Mishnah contradicts itself. Lefi ela chada zu edith yoidim hoyu shum asal galech ala jahin tfuim, im gilech yom shloshim la yarsa im bal haed, im gilech yom shloshim yarsa. The answer is only like one of them means bakapoa. This testimony of Rabbi Papias, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, if one accepted to be another twice, if he shaves the first on day 30, he shaves the second on day 60, they knew it's forbidden to shave on day 30, but they thought that if he shaved on day 30, he was not Yotze, and he testifies that if he shaved on day 30, he was Yotze. V'imi havelei uvda v'gilech yom shloshim v'havelei uvda v'gilech yom lamed aleph. A case occurred with V'imi, meaning he became an oval, and he shaved on day 30. Another case occurred, and he shaved on day 31. Amu b'zuka min masnisa yalefla v'imi detanina tamon. Mishanoza Shtena Zeris Megalechas Rashina, Yem Shlishim Ve'echad Vashnia, Yem Shishim Ve'echad. Vika said that Rabbi Imi learned from the next Mishnah. It was taught there, if one accepted two Nazirios, he shaved to the first on day 31, and the second on day 61. Am Rabbi Yossi Taman, Lesha'ava Rachalachatchila. Rabbi Yossi rejects that and says there, day 30 is kosher for the Eved, and here Rabbi Imi acted the Chatchila. Rather, Avilis is Medrabon, and therefore it's more lenient. Yumia, Oyvid of Yitzhak, Atusha, the Ista Amil of Yichia, Ba, Yitzhak Atusha, the Galeach Yom Shleshim, Min, Masnisa, Shmuna Yomim, Betloi, Mimenu, Gzeus Shleshim. Yumia ruled for Yitzhak Atusha, and some say for Yichia, Ba, Yitzhak Atusha, to shave on day 30, based on the Mishnah. If one became an oval 8 days before the regal, the decree of Avilis of Shleshim, is batel, and he may shave on Erev Yom Tov because Mixus Hayoim, the Pule part of the day is like a full day. Ishminis, he Yom Shloshim. Day 8 and day 30 are the same because for both we say the concept of Mixus Hayoim, Kukule. Rav Yossi Shni, he Taman Mipnei, Koyd HaRegel Tiyur. Rav Yossi rejects that and said, no, there is different, they permitted due to the honor of the Regel. Telecha Adam Rabbi Chalbei, Achuna, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, chal yom shmoina shaloi liyos l'shabbos, magalech erev shabbos. And we have a proof of Rechabot quoting Achuna, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if day 8 fell on Shabbos, and it's erev yom tov, he shaves on erev shabbos. In Temesh, shalai mipnei koida regal hatiru, me'ata afili chal yom shloshim shaloi liyos l'shabbos, magalech erev shabbos. If you say that it's not due to the honor of the regal, rather because Mikvah yom kukuloi, if so, that even if day 30 fell on Shabbos, not Erev Yom Tov, he should shave on Erev Shabbos, and this is not the halacha. Roi min hadod amav yechonon, al kol ha-misim kulam shoyel la'acha shiva, ma'acha la'acha shleishim. The second proof, Rav Yochanan said that for all misim, or maybe shoyla, which is connect the sides of the garments torn due to the mace, can be connected in an inferior way, after 7 days, and properly sewn after 30 days. Yishlol yom shiva v'yachet yom lamad. If we apply mikvah yom kukuloi, it should be shoyl on day 7, and properly sewn on day 30. Amram Chagai, you should say, ziha shmuasa kain u'shmuasa kain. Rav Chagai rejected that, saying the matter is not clear-cut either way. The teaching is so, and sometimes mikvah yom kukuloi, and the teaching is so, means sometimes ain mikvah yom kukuloi. And then halacha base, mishin nazar shtei nazuyos, megalechas rishoina, yom shloshim ve'echad, mekashnia, yom shishim ve'echad. If one accepted to be a nazir twice, he shaves for the completion on day 31 and day 61. Yom gilech es rishoina, yom shloshim, megalech es hashnia, yom shishim, yom gilech yom shishim, chose echad yalsa. If he shaved for the first on day 30, he shaved for the second on day 60. If he shaved on day 59, he would do it. Who ages he had with the pious? Al mishanazesh te nezirios, yom gilech es rishoina, yom shloshim, megalech es hashnia, yom shishim, yom gilech yom shishim, chose echad yalsa. Papias testified this law that if he shaved the first on day 30, he shaved for the second on day 60, if he shaved on 59, he was Yotzer. Yom Shloshim Ola Loi Min HaMinyan. This is because the 30th day is counted, and it's also for the second Nazirus. The Gemara says, Hishlim Nazirusay HaRishayna Uvar Lishayna Lashniya. It should say, Umar Tzay Pesach HaRishayna Alas Loi Rishayna Shniya. The Gemara says, if one finished his first Nazirus and comes to count the second, and he found a Pesach, means a reason to consider a mistake for the first Nazirus and Korbanos count for the second. And Marsa Pesach L'Rishoina, Atu Marsa Pesach L'Shniya, also Aras L'Shniya Rishoina. If he didn't find a Pesach for the first before he found a Pesach for the second counts for the first, and the Gemara will explain this. Man Taimin, what's the case? In Ba'im Maharini Nazir, Shtayim, Nada, Neda Shibata Mekzasai, Makzisai Batar Eskulai. If he said, I am a Nazir twice, about as partially bottle as totally bottle. In Ba'im Maharini Nazir, Shoshim Yoim, Yoshim Yoim, Yoloi Bada, Aras, Loi, Shnia, Roshona. If he said, I'm a Nazir these 30 days, and these the following 30 days, in this case we would not say that the second counts the first, since he specified a second begins 30 days after his vow. Again, Kaimen, Ba'im Maharini Nazir, V'Nazir, Ba'im Hilu Nazirus. And the answer is that the case he said, I'm a Nazir and a Nazir, and he said, these Korbanos are for Nazirus. But in Amar, Elu l'Nazirusi, Ve'elu l'Nazirus, Achiris, Leibada, Aras l'Shnia, Rishayna. However, he said, these Korbanos are for my Nazirus, and these are for another Nazirus, and in this case, we would not say that the second counts for the first. Amar b'Laza, Hishlim l'Nazirusi, l'Rishayna, Mekon Shevi Korban, Megillach, if you say, Loi, Aras l'Rishayna, Shnia. Laza answers that if he finished his first Nazirus, once he brought the korban and shaved, then the first does not count for the second. However, before he brought the korban, he can count, even if he said, these are for my Nazirus, and these for another Nazirus, like we said earlier. Yaakov Acher Pakid Lechavaya in Shmatun Mila Merab Laza Haven Yadin Devi Yochan Palik Achivi Korban Nosef. Yaakov Acher commanded with Talmidim, if you hear something from Rabbi Elazar, you should know that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds that the first can count for the second until he brings all his Korbanos. Rabbanon from Korbi Shimon, Afir Lo Hevi Ele Korban Echad. Now this Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbanon, however, according to Rabbi Shimon, all agree that the first does not count for the second, even if he bought only one Korban, since all the Yisurim of the first Nazirus ended. If Ishtayim Ka'achas Im B'yodei Ele Echad. Right, so if he separated both sets of Korbanos and offered them at once, after finishing both Nazirus, only one of them counts for him. The second does not start until he brings Korbanos for the first. If we show Zu Mifni Atzma, V'Zu Mifni Atzma, V'Hevi Shalzu B'Zu, V'Shalzu B'Zu, V'Yatza. He separated each set of Korbanos by itself, and he brought Korbanos of this, means the first Nazirus, for this, the second Nazirus, or of this into the second for this the first, he was not Yotzer. Ah, le kadesh kacha. We infer though, however, both sets of Korbanos became kadesh. They came tani v'chia korbanoi l'Hashem on Nizroi shi'ekdom Nizroi le korbanoi, v'shi'ekdom korbanoi l'Nizroi. Ma'as, didn't v'chia teach korbanoi l'Hashem al Nizroi, that Nizroi must precede his korban, and not that his korban precede his Nizroi? Here he offered the second set for the first Nazirus, so it became Kodesh before he started the second Nazirus. Nihi Sha'im ibn Nazirusai, the answer is here it's different because he was amidst Nazirus. He already accepted both Nazirus. If not for the first, the second would have begun already. Now the Sefer of the Brisa discusses bringing either set of Karbonos for the other Nazirus. Once he can bring the second set for the first, how can he bring the first for the second? The second does not begin until he brings Karbonos for the first. The Brisa said that he was not Yodse. If so, the second never began. Rabbi Yehuda answers that this supports Bloza, who said that if he finished his first, once he brought the korban and shaved, the first finished, and they began the second, he brought the remaining two korbanos of the first or the second. The king of Yaakov Ba'acha, Mefaked Lechavaya, in Shurasan Mila Bebloza, having Yadin de Vyokhan Parlegat Yavi Kokonaisa. Didn't Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha command Tamidim that if you hear something from Bebloza, know that Rabbi Yochan disagreed until he brings all of his korbanos? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbanon. Here we say, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Baisu is like him. Second answer to the question Rabbi Hanina, the earlier question of Rabbi Hanina, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, said that the case is he conducts his Nazirus and Nazirus Benai. When his son is born, he interrupts his Nazirus and begins his son's Nazirus without being Karbonos. If he found the Pesach for Nazirus B'nai, then what he counted for the second, which is Nazirus B'nai, counts for the first. And Rabbi Yossi Rebun, Lekein Savon, Meimer, Ba'imah, Harini Nazir, B'din Hayat, Shleyei Nazir, Ala Achas, Eshju, Atshu, Shechamant Olav, in Nazir, Shtayim. Rabbi Yossi Rebun says, is it not logical to say that it's when he said, I am a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, it's proper that he be a Nazir only when he repeated it to strengthen the matter, but you're stringent on him that he be a Nazir twice. Is it not enough that you're stringent on him that he be a Nazir twice, but do you want to say that if after finishing Nazirus he permitted it, he does not have anything, means it did not count for the second Nazirus? Rather, surely it counts whether or not he brought Karbonos. Coming on to Halacha Gimel, Misham Harini Nozir Nitma Yom Shloshim Seifes Hakol. Reuven said, I'm a Nozir, and he became Tomei on day 30. He cancelled everything, all the days he counted. Reb Leza Omer L'Sosa Ela Shiva. Reb Leza said he cancels 27. Harini Nozir Shloshim Yom Nitma Yom Shloshim Seifes Hakol. He said, I'm a Nozir for 30 days, and he became Tomei on day 30. He cancels everything. The Gemara says, "V'yabo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Metzayu Lomad v'Leza Shkim Arsinu ben Tiglachas v'Tiglachas Shiva." The Gemara says, "V'yabo," quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Leza learned from Metzayu. We find only 7 days between one shaving and another, and this shows that shaving 7 days growth of hair is called shaving. And also here, he can shave Tiglachas Tahara 7 days after Tiglachas Tuma. It cancels means he has to repeat 7 days of Nazirus Tahara above the 7 days he must wait in order to become Toho and shave Tiglachas Tumah. Why does he not learn from Nozir Tomei? If bandits shaved him, he has to wait 7 days to do Tiglachas Tumah. Ideally, he shaves and shaves again on day 7. And Nozir Tomei, ideally, he does not shave and shave again for Tumah. He should shave once for Tumah, and after counting a full Nazirus, he shaves Tiglachas Tahara. Rabban the Kisawin Amin, Bafirush, Pligin, the Birchan, Amal, Maseo Lamad, Rebleza, Ime, Minaze Tomei, Lamad Rebleza. Rabban of Kisawin said that the Amoraim explicitly argue about this. Birchan says that Rebleza learns from Maseo, and the Amor of Laza says that Rebleza learns from Naze Tomei. If you say, Marabonin, Me Hashinin, Minaze, Shinaze Stam, Minaze Pirush. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbanan, what's the difference between a Nazir who vowed Nazirus Stam and a Nazir who specified 30 days? The Blazer holds that only in the latter case, if he became Tommy on day 30, he cancelled everything. Shasha Nazir Stam, Murat, Eina Seisev, Vashvi, Shaloi, Oile, Minaminion. Shasha Purish, Mehem, Murat, Seisev, Eina Shvi, Shaloi, Oile, Loi, Minaminion. And this is when he vowed Stam, a Murat, which is one whose hair does not grow. If he became Tommy on day 30, he does not cancel. An old person cancels in order to shave the proper growth of hair. since he won't grow hair, there's no reason to cancel. And the seventh day, when he becomes tahor, counts towards his number of days. Normally, tumah cancels, so he does not count until he brings kavas on day 8. Here, he needs only to grow hair. If he specified 30 days, even a mirat cancels, and a seventh day does not count.